do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Crab Dive. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. It is Crab Diving Live blasting at you. Occasionally coughing. It's allergies, I swear.
Yay.
Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. I sound like Trump.
Oh, yes.
But
no, you don't.
Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
I love Satan!
Or if you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Oral anal.
I really should not have... tried to slam a piece of pizza and a fizzy beverage right before the show.
Yeah. You're out of control.
Show me.
On the gassy side. Are you done?
She's like, no.
Are you done with the Kong toy?
It's two minutes? It's Friday, motherfucker.
Great. It's on. Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And if you like, join us. Or if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. At crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang out.
Are you down with that pizza?
No, there's a little. Oh, there's crust left.
Give it to her.
No,
it's Friday.
You can give it to her.
I'm just kidding.
I get to sleep.
She's fucking...
I get to sleep with the farting cheese dog. Then,
dude, she is staring like holes in the back of your fucking head and just like licking her lips. She wants that fucking pizza. It's going to be a thing.
We do have... this is from Shelby, apparently.
Right.
Waiting for something to happen here. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. Wow. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. Ryan!
Oh, it's me. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
I was like,
did you forget it's your birthday?
Are we listening to this?
It's like, dog singing happy birthday. That's from Shelby.
Thank you very much. I forgot all about it. I forgot all about it. And all I'm doing is reading these stories about this corona.
Well, that's not, just don't do that on your birthday. We shouldn't be doing the show on your birthday.
My
We're getting
God.
We all fired up.
Oh, no. I mean, at least we can talk about it and I don't have to badger any. I want to apologize to everybody that I came into contact with here in Pensacola last night, and I suggested the coronavirus was serious. I want to apologize.
Oh, you cuck.
Oh, yes. I'm a tremendous cuck. Congratulations on figuring out it's a Chinese hoax.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day, spiritually.
I want that pizza crust, motherfucker!
This is already conged up, Shelby.
Oh, yeah.
She's already finished that and discarded it.
Oh, yes. That's...
And now she wants that fucking pizza.
That pizza is from down the street, which
is... It's an amazing place. That's a hidden treasure here in Pensacola.
I tell you...
Not many people know about.
No. And I
would keep it that way.
I picked it up there, and it's Papa Ray's Taste of Jerusalem. Oh, yeah. It's secret. Oh,
well, not anymore.
And the most interesting convenience store on the planet is next to it, where at one time I saw a drunk lady, drunk lady, 40. I don't know. It's a 40 ounce size. I forget the malt liquor
beverage. Wasn't 40.
No. I don't know.
She had a 40.
Yeah, she had a 40. I don't know with the age, but she did have a monkey in a front loading papoose.
Oh.
Papoose, whichever.
There you go.
That's crazy. You get kratom there. Lots of it.
We do have all kinds of stuff to get to today. Well, I mean, you know, it's mostly Corona. One of my jobs is dealing with what the news is, and besides the show.
Yeah.
There just ain't a lot of other stuff going on, or there's probably a lot of heinous shit going on that we don't know. Like, Ben Carson is slithering around doing something to HUD, cutting people's housing or something, and nobody's paying attention.
There was one story that happened I skimmed the story and I know what you told me about it. And listen, I fucking think, and I don't give a shit. Listen to me, Shelby. I think Andrew Gillum was set the fuck up. He was set the fuck up.
I don't think he was set the fuck up, but we might as well. Andrew Gillum, let me see if that's either the headline.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I just hit a clip.
Play the clip. Is it Andrew Gillum puking?
No, it was a different clip I had.
Oh yeah,
set up for the story.
Maybe he had Corona
for a different story.
Oh, okay.
Where's the Gillum story? Anyway, Andrew Gillum wasn't arrested. He was found in a hotel room with a methed out dude.
Yeah.
But there's more to the story, allegedly. He issued a statement kind of saying that he was at his friend's wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess some friends from out of town had the hotel room. He got really, really drunk and passed out in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, apparently, this other dude was doing meth or something.
Yes.
That's his story. And,
right. That's a good way to put it.
Really, really, really drunk. And that's why he was vomiting when this other dude showed up and when the popo showed up. And that's why he was.
Right. You don't think that he was like, I don't know. You don't think the Republicans set that up? Somebody did that. You know why I say that? Because that's what they do. So fuck them. Today, I'm going to do what you guys do, you fucking dickheads. I bet you, I imagine Stephen Miller had some...
You know that's not even on Drudge?
Oh, that's good, man.
You think Drudge would be dancing around about Andrew Gillum? I can't even... I got to look... Let me see if I find it on Twitter.
I think you just covered the whole fucking thing. I mean, that's it, right? And
I don't want to... do from just my memory.
That's better than some people reading.
The former Florida Democratic candidate for governor Andrew Gillum was in a Miami Beach hotel room last night where a man had, quote, a possible drug overdose.
Yes.
I read the...
What? What's going on?
I read the police report and it said, upon arrival... Miami Beach Fire Rescue was on scene providing treatment to the patient. I'm not going to name the guy. It is here in the police report. Shame on them. Miami Beach, this should have been redacted, by the way, because I don't know if the person has been charged with a crime yet or arrested.
Oh, yeah.
So by just printing out this person's name, it's pretty fucking shitty.
Right.
Miami Beach Fire Rescue advised officers that the patient was being treated for possible drug overdose. This is the Popo report, so EMS was already there.
Shut it! I mean...
He was in stable condition, but as a precaution, was going to be transported to Mount Sinai for further medical treatment. Officers then made contact with two other males who were inside the hotel room, another person, and Andrew Gillum,
yes,
quote, involved other. So he's identified as an involved other. He's not charged... They didn't suspect that he was. Didn't say he was on meth.
Right. He was throwing.
This other dude stated the following to officers. He provided his credit card information to the patient to rent a hotel room for the night. Dude was to meet the patient later in the day. Patient rented the room, blah, blah, blah. This dude arrived at the hotel at approximately 11 o'clock p.m. where he discovered the patient and Andrew Gillum inside the room under the influence. per the dude, the other, the patient.
Yes.
Opened the hotel room door and immediately walked over to the bed and collapsed in a prone position. A dude observed Mr. Gillum inside of the bathroom vomiting.
Right.
Dude stated that he observed the patient having difficulty breathing, prompting him to wake up the patient. The patient began vomiting on the bed, immediately collapsed again. Dude started doing chest compressions. I wonder if he knew what he was doing and if the dude wasn't breathing. You can snap. If you don't know what you're doing, you can snap ribs and shit.
I got a C in that. No. I think I got a D in that in junior college.
Oh, that's incredible.
CPR.
It's
difficult.
The remind me to stumble outside if I have a grabber.
Listen, I need to trach you.
And that's when dude called Popo and fire rescue. Officers attempted to speak to Mr. Gillum. Mr. Gillum was unable to communicate with officers due to his inebriated state.
I mean, maybe the guy, maybe somebody slipped Andrew.
I think you can
Mickey.
Talk if you're on meth, right?
Right. I think what happened is
I think he was drunk. He said he was drunk. He was really, really, really drunk.
I mean, what the fuck?
Fire responded a second time to the hotel for a welfare check on Mr. Gillum. Fire rescue stated he was in stable condition. His vitals were normal.
Okay. Shit, man.
Which I would think your vitals might be a little elevated if you're on meth. Another officer went to check on the patient at the hospital. The registered nurse at the hospital stated that the dude was conscious in stable condition. Inside of the hotel room, officers observed in plain sight three small clear plastic baggies containing suspected crystal meth on both the bed and the floor of the hotel room.
I mean, if that guy OD'd, then he was obviously doing all the meth.
The three small baggies of suspected narcotics were impounded. The three small baggies of suspected narcotics were impounded. Blah, blah, blah. Mr. Gillum left the hotel room, returned to his residence without incident.
Well, so there shit. You go. Okay, so let me understand something. Andrew Gillum was getting drunk off his ass, partying with some people after some fucking wedding at a hotel room. Some dingbat he was hanging out with OD'd on meth.
His story.
What is the big fucking deal then? Why is this a thing?
Quote, I was in Miami last night for a wedding celebration when first responders were called to assist one of my friends. While I had too much to drink, I want to be clear that I have never used methamphetamines. I apologize to the people of Florida for the distraction this has caused our movement. I'm thankful to the incredible Miami Beach EMS team for their efforts. I will spend the next few weeks with my family and appreciate privacy during this time.
You know what? Fuck this. No, run for something again. Fuck this shit. Who gives a fuck? The man was in the hotel room with somebody that did too many drugs, and the guy fucking OD'd, and he was drunk. So fucking
what? Right. And you can't even say, well, did you know that there was methamphetamine being used? Because he was really, really drunk. So would he know there was methamphetamine?
Hey, why doesn't Jim Jordan bring up this point? Jim, did you know someone in there was fondling your fucking wrestlers? Did you give a fuck about that? I mean, the point is, Andrew Gillum wasn't fucking around with children. He was just drunk somewhere. That's actually the story. Andrew Gillum was drunk in a bathroom in a hotel. Front page news, everybody. Really lame.
But there's a lot of Trump and vermin out there crowing about it and spiking the football and shit. And
yeah.
Like I tweeted, if it was on your side, motherfuckers,
Mitch McConnell
would be approving you for a lifelong judgeship today.
But it wouldn't be enough. There would have to be some element of rape involved.
Wait, he didn't rape nobody. We can't put him on the court.
That ain't good enough. Right.
let's see what's going on over at the headlines, over at the HuffPost. Well, sure enough, a picture of, it's really amazing because you've got in the picture, there's five people
Yes.
And I use that term loosely.
Uh-oh.
Because one of them's Trump, one of them's Pence.
Oh, God.
One is, I don't know who she is. I'm going to have to look it up. It basically, the four people that are flanking him kind of took turns. I referred to it as a rainbow party.
Oh.
And said, obviously, Pence will win. Pence's lipstick is going to be the farthest down on that Trump pecker. Wow. The
shaft games.
That's the, I mean, the let's watch the car wreck aspect of us. When we found out Trump was going to not have a teleprompter for this address, we were all like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. But he did read. He read an awful lot. He had a lot of prepared statements that he was reading from just on a piece of paper. But then he just turned it over to Azar, to Pence, to this other, I don't know who she is. I got to look her up. That literally were just like, you know, thanks to the president's quick actions of shutting down the borders to the evil Chinese and then the evil Europeans.
Yay.
It really was just suck off Trump fest.
Oh, yeah. And there really is no reason to suck off Trump. There's no reason. Because, like, not to get off topic, but the way his coronavirus plan sounds is...
What plan?
It seems, yeah. What is he even doing?
Pandemic prez that says, I don't take responsibility at all. of course. I think one, let me see if I have the audio. This is Yamiche Alcindor. Great. I think she's with NPR. I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay.
But the awesome Yamiche Alcindor, PBS NewsHour, PBS. White House correspondent. She's also a contributor at NBC and MSNBC.
Right.
Here is Yamiche.
Accent.
Bam.
Accent, the president.
NewsHour. My first question is, you said that you don't take responsibility, but you did disband the White House pandemic office and the officials that were working in that office left this administration abruptly. So what responsibility do you take to that? And the officials that worked in that office said that the White House lost valuable time because that office wasn't disbanded. What do you make of that?
He's shaking his head.
Oh my
first
God.
Of all.
Valuable time because that office wasn't disbanded. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question because what we've done is, and Tony has said numerous times that we've saved thousands of lives because of the quick closing. And when you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask.
She said, it's your administration. It wasn't me. It's a group of people. It wasn't me. It wasn't necessarily me. You know, a lot of people do things.
We should be terrified that even now, this guy is doing the same fucking thing. Even fucking now. And he knows people are fucking dying, are going to die.
Perhaps in my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
I mean, I don't know anything about it. He doesn't know anything about shutting down the pandemic boards.
What do you think your job is, fuckface? I mean, really? Ow. Okay. My birthday.
she's willing to bite you for your birthday.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. We have, that's over the HuffPo.
Yes.
She's got her.
Oh, that squid.
Her Kong
octopus.
Squid toy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It has held up pretty well.
Right.
I mean, you know, she's a force of nature.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not a gazelle.
I don't know that this is really true.
What is it?
Trump went to Fordham University. This is probably fake because I think his transcripts are sealed. But allegedly, right here on the internet, it says Trump's grades at Fordham.
Oh shit!
If this is the case, then.
Let's see him. God, I want
to
see.
Well,
him.
English 102 D+. Intro to Management C-. Microeconomics C-. Managerial Finance C-. Statistics F. Grade point 1.28. I don't know that's
not bad.
I don't know that that's real because.
But
I think it's all locked down.
No, I think that's real.
I think that's high.
Oh, do you really? Shit, man. You got an F in statistics, though.
Well, the statistics is a tough class.
Yeah, I love that shit.
The Drudge Report.
Yay.
I'm sure has something to say. Not being real kind to the president these days.
Jeez, good job, guys. Choking on our fucking snot. Now we can get mad. Okay.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline is loading.
Load.
I don't take responsibility at all.
Yeah. No shit. No shit! God,
and even Bush, Obama, at points in their presidency said, look, the buck stops here. It is my responsibility.
Right, right. The evildoers.
Not Trump. I don't know anything about it. Hey, this guy got these people around here. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Remember, it was probably Pence.
Remember we would play clips of George Bush, man. It was like the thing. It was a thing to play clips of George Bush because they were fucking insane.
Right.
And like, there's even something that was like charming on some level. Do you know what I mean?
Well, sure.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Please clap.
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. Too many good docs are getting out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
It's one of my personal favorites.
Why would you say that?
I would want him to be in charge of this crisis over what we've got now. In
what
a heartbeat.
Did he say? What did he say after the inaugural?
That's some crazy shit.
Crazy shit.
After Trump's hellfire and American carnage.
Hey, no.
Inaugural speech. That's some crazy shit.
Spot on. He is the GOP, their guy is going to turn this fucking country into the walking fucking dead. Suck cocks.
Let's see. The Drudge Report says national emergency. Trump, quote, most likely to be tested.
Oh, yes. Who fucking cares?
Complete shutdown on table. Crisis could last 2 months.
Yeah. Great.
So there you go.
Yep. I mean, you know, man. Shit. Ow, fuckies. I got to tell you, if nobody here believes it, it's a Chinese fucking hoax. Chinese hoax, man.
Oh. Meanwhile, very similar. You know, you've got that fascist scumbag Bolsonaro in Brazil.
Yeah.
Anti-LGBT, Christo-fascist goose stepper.
Right.
Who is saying days after he shook hands with Trump, he's saying, I've been tested. I don't have it. But Bolsonaro's son is like, my dad totally tested positive.
Oh, my God. So that, see, they'll just fucking lie.
Well, that's what these authoritarian scumbags do.
And maybe Trump has been tested and he doesn't want anybody to know the results. We don't know.
Or he won't be tested.
Yeah.
He was out shaking hands with these fucking business leaders, evil cabal. Pharmaceutical
big pharma
company people who are like, oh, these are great. These are the greatest people in America.
They are the people that created OxyContin.
According to local. Okay, so wait. Yeah, yes, he did test positive, but then he didn't. Is the story of Bolsonaro.
Yeah. Okay. He had a false positive. I don't know how
who the hell
works.
Knows. But that press secretary or press minister or communications guy or whoever the fuck he was there with Trump. We got the pictures of him standing next to Trump.
Oh, okay, so...
wearing a Make Brazil Great Again hat.
But hasn't a lot of people that, you know, been suspected of having it been in contact with him anyway, like CPAC people, or...
Oh, sure.
I mean, we don't know if... I mean, did Matt Gaetz test positive? I mean...
I don't think so.
Okay. Positive for fuckface-itis.
That is the headline. So he did declare a national emergency.
What? Now, that's mainly about just moving money around, right?
Yeah, President Trump declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency in order to free up more money and resources, as he denied any responsibility for delays in making testing available.
You know, it's time for some private companies to make some fucking money now that we did that. I'm sure Trump is enriching some fucking Mar-a-Lago member, right?
Did you hear what he said? Or his sons or something.
Oh, God.
Who knows what Trump organization has been investing in?
Oh, my God. That thing you played for me was so fucking funny, man.
Which one?
Oh, the...
we'll play that. From the Lincoln...
That...
from Rick Wilson's group about the... It's an ad that they're running on television and stuff.
It's amazing people just aren't running through the streets. Throwing shit through windows. I mean, this country, it's just not fair, this guy.
I'll find it. Let's see. Trump. I'm trying to find what Trump said. Did you see what Trump said about declaring the national emergency?
No.
Let me see if I...
I mean, I know he did it, right? No, I didn't.
It's two very big words.
To unleash the full power of the federal government through this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words.
Two very big words. Two very big words.
I saw somewhere that he said emergency. That
one of them has three syllables. Oh. One has four.
Two very big words. He probably is so bored. We're going to find out the dickhead that's leading us through this pandemic is illiterate.
Two very big words.
Did he say emergency in one at some point or say emergency?
Oh, I think they've already highlighted all of the things he's mispronounced and stumbled over and things like that. Yeah, he's very articulate.
My God, man.
I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open.
The best part is watching all these assholes behind him just desperately trying not to react to whatever stupid fucking thing comes out of his
yap. Because the thing is, you know, people are waiting for that. They must be. There must be people, and their job is to just watch the people around him because he says fucked up shit to get an eye roll, right?
Well, and they literally, the other night, or last night after he was yapping, they had to come out and contradict everything he said when he said we're putting restricting all. It was that two nights ago now. It all bleeds together.
Yes.
When he said we're closing travel from Europe,
right,
including cargo and everything. And then minutes later, they're like, not cargo. We're not doing cargo.
Oh my God.
We're not doing cargo.
Shit.
There was a few things. He's like, tests are available for everybody who wants them. And they're like, well, you know, actually,
Jesus Christ,
we're prioritizing.
So he must.
He just lies, and then they come out and try to polish some of the turds he just squirted out,
not
all of them.
I'm sure he lies, but I'm also sure he says things that he just doesn't know. Like maybe he just heard the word cargo.
He makes
in a
shit
meeting.
Up.
I don't know. He makes shit up.
Clutch Cargo. That was a great cartoon. I love that one
because he's ad lib.
The lips that they you can see the lips move. He's great.
He's just so stupid. You know, he's just a stupid fuckhead, a stupid rapey fuckhead that wants to bang his daughter.
It's so agonizing. Again, nobody's feeling any better after Trump.
No, I'm actually having an issue with I'm starting to find my angry place with these deplorables because this is your fault. I'm sorry. A lot of this is your fault, and a lot of people are going to fucking die because you went out to vote for Donald fucking Trump, who's botched this whole fucking thing, and you know that's going to cost lives. You killed those fuckers. You goddamn deplorable fuck faces. Fuck you, you motherfuckers. Nah, I'm just kidding.
This person tweeted, my dad is a lifelong Republican, 77 years old. He loves Trump. He watches Fox News religiously. He's also a retired physician. After witnessing Trump's handling of coronavirus, he no longer supports Trump and says he lost his vote. He is also done with Fox News. This is huge, she says.
Great, great. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Right.
Good job. You're here now. Yeah. Sorry you voted that way earlier, but good for you. Now you see what it takes to change people's mind. A fucking pandemic.
But we accept your vote, and we're glad you finally fucking woke up.
That's right.
It's Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody. I couldn't think of a more apt.
Oh yes,
apt title for today.
One sec. I'm sorry. Hello, Jesus. What's up, buddy?
And what Friday the 13th. I need to go buy a lottery ticket.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've always seemed to have good luck on Fridays.
Pause.
The 13th.
Go do it right now. I will yell about how I'm so furious with these dumb fucking Trump voters the whole time. Go get your money. Go get your money.
Go get your money. It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We've got some Jesus-y
yes
type shit.
Right.
One is that Fox and fucking Friends.
Yay. Oh, God. You fucking Nazi fucks.
Had on none other than pool boy aficionado Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, God. We just let that story go. We just let it go. What's going on with that? He gives pool boys millions of dollars to start businesses for some reason.
The way he delivered that Mai Tai was worthy of running a multi-million dollar business, right?
Oh, come here, Sonny.
So here is Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
talking about the coronavirus.
Yes.
To Ducey, Kilmeade, and Earhart.
What a great panel of scientists.
You know, it's just strange to me how so many are overreacting. The H1N1 virus in 2009 killed 17,000 people. It was the flu also, I think. And there was not the same hype. It was, you just didn't see it on the news.
H1N1 is less lethal than the regular flu, but it was very widespread. Therefore, we have a lot of people.
Right.
So even though the percentage rate of lethality is lower, when more people have it, you're going to have tens of thousands of people that are going to get it. Not only are shit tons of people going to get it, but it is at least 10 times more lethal than the regular flu, more lethal than what this ass fuck is talking about right now. This evil Christo fraud.
You're gonna have to figure out what I understood your explanation of the math, but you're gonna have to simplify that for these idiots. I'm sorry. They are not going, what you just said, they're gonna stop listening after about 3 seconds and they're gonna say hoax.
Well, I tweeted earlier, blue state, red state, chatting with friends back in LA. They're like, yeah, everybody's getting ready. There's Purell everywhere. Everyone's social distancing themselves and doing all that. Everyone's concerned. I came home from a walk with the dog.
Yes.
Met a very nice neighbor who we hang out with occasionally because the dogs are best friends. And he literally said to me, I ain't worried about this. I think it'll be over in a couple days. In a couple days.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know what makes me nervous about this is that, I mean, if it's not bad, then why aren't we seeing evidence that it's not bad? If it weren't bad, Trump would be parading scientists from
Texas.
The CDC saying, hey, look, everything's fine. But no one's saying that. Why are they telling the CDC to not say anything?
Christo Loon, Greg Abbott in Texas has declared an emergency.
Yeah.
It is bad. Doing all kinds of the right things. Yeah.
Right. And Florida, DeRacis declared a state of emergency. But, you know, I read something that
Just for white people or for everybody? Oh, okay.
Pensacola, that all the information from the CDC has to come from Tallahassee for the capital for some fucking reason.
I don't know. Of course. It's, and then all the information they're getting has to run through mother's husband.
Oh, my God. Literally.
Jerry
Ford. You know, it's just strange to me how so many are overreacting. The H1N1 virus in 2009 killed 17,000 people. It was the flu also, I think. And there was not the same hype. It was...
Somebody who believes evolution is a lie is talking about science and being listened to intently by these three fucking assholes on Fox and Friends.
You just didn't see it on the news 24/7. And it makes you...
Which is not true. I remember the swine flu. I remember
These people never want to talk about what is happening. None of these points that he's not... These are different things he's talking about. He's not talking about Corona.
It's 24/7, and it makes you wonder if there's a political reason for that. It's
not that there could be a political reason that Trump lied to us and tried to cover it up.
Yes.
like a turd in a cat box.
Right. Surely this will be politicized. It surely will. Who knows if we're going to have elections?
How can it not be politicized? Literally, red state, blue state. What? People here in this neighborhood laugh in your face.
And where do you think it's going to be worse? It's going to be worse here.
When you suggest that, this might be of concern. Laugh in your face.
The only thing we can hope.
Blood red peninsula. Pensacola.
What I'm thinking is that our government is freaked the fuck out. And I think what will happen, like here, it's, what is it, mass gatherings of 1,000 or more aren't allowed. And if you're having a gathering of 250 or more, it's being discouraged, right?
Okay.
I think that shit's going to change. I think it's, don't you think? I mean, if it's really
they're doing that in some places, except where was it? Was it Ohio? One of these states where they're shutting down gatherings of 100 or more with an exemption for churches.
That's like the anti-vaxxer shit. It's just like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Why is there an exemption for churches?
And that exemption hurts us. It undoes all the other shit you're doing. Exactly. Just have everybody open then. Really?
Well, right. Why not? What's the fucking difference?
There's no magic man in the sky jacking off
Ryan,
in your mouth.
The feces riddled holy water cures coronavirus.
I swear to God, when I sit in this chair,
it's like altar boy semen.
I feel so itchy right now. I want to get in the shower. This is fucking shitty. I don't like this.
Cool reason for that. It's impeachment didn't work and the Mueller report didn't work and Article 25 didn't work. And so maybe now,
which hasn't been invoked. Interesting that he brings that up
because it's impossible. All of these
Article 25,
they're all these things in the Constitution are impossible. Impeachment is impossible. It is a joke. And the 25th thing, impossible. Don't you have to have the whole cabinet on board?
Most of the cabinet.
Then what the fuck? Fuck you.
I didn't work, and so maybe now this is their next attempt to get Trump. But I had the owner of a restaurant asked me last night. He said, "You remember the North Korean leader promised a Christmas present for America back in December? Could it be they got together with China and this is that present? I don't know." But it really is something strange.
Could it be? I don't know. You know, maybe it was the Iranians. They put it in the food and then they wait for you to get on planes and spread it through your farts.
Well, Seth Rich, why not? Why not Pizzagate? It's all the same shit.
You know, I don't know. This is the insidious right-wing conspiracy nut job. I'm not saying. I'm just asking the question.
You know what, dude? If you mention Corona out here, I have not had one fucking conversation where I have not heard there are two sides to this. Don't you think the media is trying to scare us? Don't you think this is just a way to, I don't know, to freak people out? They're trying to control our movements.
For what purpose?
I don't fucking know.
These are the same people that were worried that Jade Helm, that Obama was invading Texas. And somehow digging tunnels under fucking Walmarts. They believe this.
Bad news, guys. Obama already occupied Texas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you're right. Pussies. That's what they tried to... You know, guess what? The United States has already invaded Texas. Ask Mexico.
Man, I tell you what. If we make it out of this fucking shit, and, it, you know, we make it out of this pandemic shit, and it's... We have elections. This has to stop. This is some dumb shit. This is stupid for our country to be going through this. It's irresponsible of anyone in Washington right now. If you're a legislator, if you're in the executive branch and you are not sitting there thinking, how do we get Trump out of office? Then go fuck yourself, because it's not right. You're not doing your fucking job. It ain't right that this guy should be in charge of us right now. Fuck that.
Faithless Friday.
Shit.
Everybody, we heard from the,
fuck you, Jesus. Dickhead.
Jerry Falwell Jr., who, is again,
God.
a prime example of what's wrong with this country. Someone who drizzled out of the end of a rich, fraudulent cock.
Oh, yes.
And, then
squirt, squirt.
Is somehow qualified to run a massive university. And
be accredited,
and
though,
be,
right?
Oh, no, they are. And
what
be,
the fuck?
That people today are saying that Liberty University, their science program, needs to be de-accredited.
Absolutely.
After what he said today.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Let's go get these stupid fuckers.
The,
Yeah, and you know what? You made a good point, dude. I was chatting with somebody in Los Angeles earlier today. And yeah, they are taking that shit
they
seriously.
They are.
They said the city is basically shut the fuck down.
Right?
Look, is our city shut the fuck down? No.
No, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got, it's Faithless Friday. Let's do a Faithlessly Friday story. This is, well, this sounds like a great organization. The Foundation for Moral Law. I should say it like this. The Foundation for Moral Law.
Fuck you.
Founded.
Yes.
By someone who likes guns.
Oh, okay.
This will give it away. Has a horse named Sassy.
Oh, yes. Ron Moore!
Former Alabama Chief Justice, and now multiple failed Senate candidate,
yes.
Roy Moore.
Yes, yes. Also, molester, correct?
Banned from malls for trolling high school girls when he was a 30-something... a local district attorney.
Yeah, he was in politics.
And wasn't he verboten from going to high school football games and shit, too?
No, he was not verboten. He was not at all. In fact, when he went to high school games, they sent extra law enforcement to make sure he didn't rape a cheerleader.
That's what it was. Allegedly. The Foundation for Moral Law, founded by Roy Moore and currently run by Kayla Moore, his wife.
Oh, my God. Vile.
They filed an amicus brief, which is basically anybody can file an amicus brief.
Amicus.
Urging the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
To reconsider and overturn its 2015 decision in Obergefell, paving the way for same-sex marriage.
Oh, shit.
Making unconstitutional, we should say, states banning same-sex couples from being married.
You know, Roy, I'll say this. I think the mall, where was the mall? In Birmingham? Where he was? Or?
Roy Moore?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah,
whatever the mall is. Guys at the mall, I would consider lifting that ban and just gladly letting Roy Moore come back in the mall today and hand out some literature on his bullshit. Roy, might I suggest you go to a college football game or go hang out at a Walmart and walk around licking other people's hands?
The Foundation for Moral Law's brief was filed in a case involving, wait for it,
yes,
Kim Davis, Kentucky asshole county clerk who became a religious right folk hero when she refused a court order to comply with the Supreme Court ruling.
Insanity.
And issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Two same-sex couples who were refused a license by her brought civil case against her.
Yes.
She claimed qualified immunity, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Right.
Qualified immunity means that, you know, if you're in these certain positions, well, you just can't be sued. That's what police have.
Oh, that's right. That they can just do whatever they want because they know they aren't.
And you can't sue them personally.
Yes. Great.
After district court and the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit ruled against Davis.
Damn.
They've asked the Supreme Court to review the case. She is represented. She is represented, of course,
yes,
by Liberty Counsel.
Hey, man, fuck you.
The Christo fascist attorneys, Matt Staver.
Oh, yeah.
That's his joint.
Ooh, joint.
A press release from Roy Moore's group.
Yes.
Noted that the author of the Obergefell ruling,
right,
former Justice Anthony Kennedy, has since been replaced by Brett Kavanaugh. So they think, now, quote, now that Justice Kavanaugh has replaced Justice Kennedy, we hope that the Supreme Court will once again allow states to recognize marriage for what it is, a union between one man and one woman for life. So they're literally saying, well, good, now we're going to get our way. Now that we've stacked the courts, we know we're going to overturn that nasty same-sex marriage stuff, and then we can go on to work on restoring slavery.
And their foundation is raising money for shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
Vote blue, I mean.
Vote blue, dickheads. Vote blue.
Roy Moore created the foundation between his two stints as Alabama Chief Justice, both of which ended with his removal for refusing to abide by federal court decisions.
He was a judge who was supposed to
swore an oath.
An oath. That, now, what is an oath? Like
it's
a promise?
You promise to your deity, especially, you know, he swore that on a big old stinky Bible.
You think, oh, I'm sorry, Roy, we don't have a Bible available, but we have a Quran.
With all
is
the
Leviticus okay?
pages stuck together.
Oh, yeah. That's sorry. We've been coming in this Bible too much. You're going to have to swear on the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
In 2015, he called the Obergefell ruling an immoral, unconstitutional, tyrannical opinion.
Hey.
He urged the states to defy the Supreme Court's tyranny.
Good God. But this is the Supreme Court, and you're in that. I mean, that's your thing.
To join the foundation's legal team, he hired, well, this is a scary title, Christian Reconstructionist.
Oh, God.
John Eidsmo.
Eidsmo.
Who former Representative Michelle Bachmann calls a mentor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he is one of my mentors.
Welcome to the motherfucking Handmaid's Tale.
He's like my husband. He likes to, he's so holy. He sucks the gay out of people.
Oh, yeah. That's his superpower. He's an Avenger. That's his skill.
So this guy joined Roy Moore's foundation's legal team. This guy called the Obergefell decision disobedience against God.
Oh, my fucking God.
Who gives a fuck what your God thinks?
Yeah, suck a dick about your fucking God.
Seriously, we don't care. Our country does not care about disobedience
right.
to your mythical sky creatures.
And we're talking about real people, too. That, to me, is very infuriating. I don't want to deal with some fuckhead that's worried about satisfying something in the sky that doesn't exist. I think they're mentally ill. We're talking about helping real people on the planet. Fuck your fiction.
The Foundation for Moral Law, like Roy Moore, has received funding from a guy named Michael Petrucca, supporter and funder of Christian Reconstructionist and Neo-Confederate groups.
Oh, well, that is, especially that last part, creepy. Real creepy.
Petrucca believes, quote, sodomite unmarriage is one consequence of the Union victory in the U.S. Civil War.
Oh,
look at that. Those Northerners won, and 150 years later, the homos are butt-fucking, and they think it's okay.
This is like the Confederate States versus the Handmaid's Tale. It's
He calls it the war between the states, by the way. It wasn't Civil War.
Right. Yeah, that because that would imply that they didn't secede, right?
That would imply that they were in the right, and they're the actual United States of America.
Right, but...
Even though they named themselves the Confederate States.
Right. What? Yeah, if they were... Why didn't they just name themselves that other one?
Well, you think they would have fought over the name.
And also, too, now, I'm not a historian, but they did lose. The South lost, right?
Who are you asking?
It's a hoax from China.
If we roll up the window and yell outside and ask five random people.
No, I don't want to. Do you want to get depressed? Who won?
So there you go. An amicus brief from Roy Moore saying, hey, Justice Kavanaugh's there now. Awesome. We can get rid of that homo marriage.
Woo. God.
Ain't gonna happen. Roberts won't let that happen.
I don't fucking know.
I don't believe
him. I mean, wow. I'm just thinking about, so we're just worried about this one guy. It's that one guy making the right decision, right, Roberts?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, one of them may surprise us. Okay. You never know, but
we have the dumbest
Kavanaugh
government.
May surprise us. He was an acolyte of Kennedy.
Yeah.
And, Kennedy was his hero. Kennedy was the guy who gave up his seat.
Right, right.
And one of the provisions was you consider Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Which needs to be looked into, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he should be impeached, right?
Because wasn't Kennedy's son the guy that was in charge of approving Deutsche Bank loans to Trump?
Yeah.
He's in that board over at Deutsche Bank.
I really,
that's just a coincidence though. There's nothing untoward here.
Right. That's untoward. I kind of need a flow chart, but God, that's some weird shit. Boy, our country's just a giant
fuckhole. Yeah. I mean,
things were fucked up before this thing, this corona. And it's like sour cream spread upon a baked potato, but it's not a baked potato, and the sour cream isn't sour cream.
No. Use your imagination, folks.
I don't know. And then on top of that, I thought I was looking at the onion. I'm like, really? Andrew Gillum found drunk, and then some guy, the word meth is in the same story. I'm like, what? No!
Well, I mean, you see some of these right-wingers, and for example, our juvenile frat boy representative here, Matt Gaetz.
Oh, God.
Recently, to mock what he felt was the hysteria over coronavirus, wore a full gas mask to the vote on the funding for the $8 billion. And then one of his constituents died.
You know, and everybody got all mad when someone threw a cup of water at this pussy. Honestly, who gives a fuck?
Matt Gaetz obviously at least blew one load over the fact of Andrew Gillum news, because they had a little twit fight last year, and Andrew Gillum said, there's only one criminal between the two of us, you, and he shared Matt Gaetz's mugshot for one of his many DUIs.
Yes.
And now this morning, Matt Gaetz retweeted that. So he retweeted his own mugshot.
Because it was in the thread, right?
Yeah. And then he said, there's only one of us who gets methed out in a hotel room with guys in Miami. You! 4 exclamation points. This is our representative.
Well, he's like Trump. He really is. I mean, it's the same way. Just spiteful.
Vermin, yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, just a
doesn't give a fuck.
An asshole. A quintessential bro asshole.
And the idea, I mean, this corona thing is going to be very serious. It is serious. And he's mocking it. He's mocking it. He's the reason people you see out and about here think it's a hoax. That he's the reason some people aren't going to do anything to protect themselves and spread this shit because Matt Gaetz made a joke about it, so it doesn't seem that serious. Or our president did. I mean, you know. Bastards. Fuck you. God. Who votes for Matt Gaetz? Who walks in a booth and is like, oh yeah, this guy. Are you shitting me?
Let's see. We've got a...
Oh, by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of... Oopsie.
I'm just looking at some of these Twitter names. They're making me laugh. It is a Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
Why are the Dead Sea Scrolls? Oh, National Geographic has a story that says Dead Sea Scrolls at the Museum of the Bible are all forgeries. Remember this? Isn't that the Chick-fil-A cunts? Isn't that them?
Oh, it is. They tried to steal some of them, right?
Was it them that was.
Hobby
like
Lobby.
Threatened to be, oh yeah, right.
I'm getting my Christo Dick Bag Corporations mixed up. Sorry,
is that Kathy or the Kathys. Well, anyway, they opened this. Some billionaire Christo cunt opened the Museum of the Bible in Washington D.C. with their own private funding.
Yeah,
and they were cited for. Like stealing valuable antiquities.
Oh yeah,
illegally importing
That's
valuable
right.
antiquities
yes, yes.
and shit like that they were going to put in their stupid Bible.
God, what a crazy fucking story! It's like Indiana Jones, but the bad kind.
So it turns out, they say. All 16 pieces that these assholes apparently were claiming were actual fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes.
They've all been conclusively shown to be modern fakes.
Did they know? They must have known.
President Emeritus of the Department of the Bible at Hebrew University,
yes,
released a statement saying, "I will not say there are no unauthentic fragments." I guess this is all from like a one collection or something like that. Right. Now they're saying that it puts into question. The authenticity of that whole collection and stuff.
So maybe the Bible is not real in the least. There's no reality in the Bible. It's not a real thing. It's made up.
Well, that's true. I don't know if the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Thought that's the Bible. That's where the Bible came from. Somebody found the Dead Sea Scrolls and then, you know, right?
Apparently discovered in a box in a garden shed. Said to have been found in Bulgaria.
I found it in somebody's backyard in a shed. We're going to say it's the Dead Sea Scrolls. Who fucking cares? Ain't nobody going to give a fuck.
That's just breaking now, so I'm sure we'll...
The Bible's bullshit!
We'll hear more of
it. Oh, no, fuckheads.
They don't care.
Who are you going to pray to now? You got corona. Now you got no God. Eat dicks! You're going to hell like everybody else. Fuck you!
I mean, this is, I guess, pretty big news.
Hey!
A team of independent researchers... found that all 16 Dead Sea Scroll pieces were found to be modern forgeries that duped outside collectors, the museum's founder, and some of the world's leading biblical scholars.
Oh, shit.
The fragments were previously believed to be the oldest known surviving copies of the Hebrew Bible. Fake, 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 fake.
Oh, my
fake,
gosh. Fake. Jeez. Just, what else? Is that the only thing there in their fucking museum or what?
No, there's all kinds of Bible-y shit.
Oh, okay. So, but that stuff's real, by the way. How much? How much to get
it
in?
It says the fragments and pieces entered these fragments and pieces entered the antiquities market after 2000. I guess after they were found in some shed.
Yeah.
The authenticity was questioned at the time. There is no indication that earlier Dead Sea Scrolls are forgeries.
So some
well, and but I mean, they are still important just from translation points. Where,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it helps us in translating.
But they're old? I mean, you know, they're not. Are they really from like biblical times? Or they
this just... says the ones that the Museum of the Bible has are modern forgeries.
Modern forgeries. So that...
I mean, that could be within, you know, the past couple hundred years, but...
Oh, so who cares?
Right.
Fuck it. You guys are lying. I want my money back. I went to the Bible Museum in D.C. I want my money back. I was looking at these Dead Sea Scrolls thinking it was a fucking Bible, and it's not.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
It's this asshole.
What a shock, too. Are you shocked? I am.
That... Something at the Museum of the Bible is inaccurate.
Wow.
Golly.
Damn, I never saw that coming.
God.
I'm so disappointed in you guys over there at the Bible Museum. I was really counting on you to, you know, deliver a quality product.
I'm sorry, I need my arm. So
yeah. She's not attacking me. I mean, you know, do they sell merch there? I mean, can you get like a hat or a... T-shirt.
Oh, undoubtedly. Are you kidding me? Of course.
How stupid. It's my bobble hat.
Isn't it like balls. Isn't it like a block away from Trump?
Yes.
The Trump Hotel or something like that? It's right there in downtown D.C.
It's not Corona. Pence goes down there to ejaculate whenever he has time.
Ooh.
Mother.
We found unusual DNA samples all over the fake Dead Sea Scrolls.
Unusual DNA.
Let's see. We've got blah, blah, blah.
Wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground.
It's Paula White, everybody. Ryan had to get up on that one.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm walking down holy ground.
So stupid.
The
Mahanda Rabo Soko, Mahanda Agasata, Reke Yamanda Raboko Sokota, Ronda Yakande Eke Seke La Mama Manda Rabakase, Meta Rabakande E. Power!
Power!
Send her money, everybody.
Power!
Send me your money.
Ding dee bungy bongo boogie boo. What was she talking about earlier with the bum, the marching and like, what was that shit?
Oh, that's when she declared she was getting flack because she declared the White House grounds holy grounds.
Oh, yes. Holy grounds. Trump's living there. What's holy about him?
Is my raping closet. I like to rape here. It's my favorite.
And we have a lot more of these assholes who are basically saying, religious right leaders saying that Christians should not give in to fear of the virus because God has given them supernatural healing power, protection from plagues.
Fuck
Some believe your... God will spare Christians from the virus.
Ah, yeah.
And that and will become evidence of God's power.
Oh, shit, yes. Hey, if I'm God, I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. You wanna fuck with me? Bring it.
We played the clip of that guy, Shuttlesworth, who was in his car and was like calling them losers and sissies.
Yes.
Remember? Because you're canceling some of the meetings of the Lord.
Yeah, it's because in church, everybody hugs and everybody's, you know, touching this and that. And there's food sometimes. There's just fucking, there's corona all over the fucking place. There is no reason to be there. We're all going to die in a giant ball of snot. Do you realize how many churches there are around here?
Co-sponsors of an event coming up. David Herzog Ministries and the Elijah List have invited people to Passover 2020, Decade of Awakening, a conference scheduled for April 9th through 12th, so less than a month away, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Phoenix.
Here
are excerpts from the email. Today, many people, including believers, are in fear.
Believers.
Today, many people, including believers,
yes,
are in fear of the coronavirus. Two words. It's one word. Right. Among other sicknesses. But the word of God promises us protection from these very things.
Oh, shit.
We hear reports of 1,000 infected, but Psalm 91 says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. How seriously do we really believe and know how to activate this?
Activate it?
These people should be jailed.
Oh, yeah.
These people are actively saying, we will protect you with our God magic. Come on over.
God damn.
Let's shake hands and swap spit.
Oh, bleh, bleh. It's fucking horrible.
When the death angel passed over Egypt, those Israelites who had the blood on their doorpost were protected. Israel was protected from every plague that was hitting Egypt at the time. This was the first Passover. Oh, my God. Are they suggesting that this is another Passover?
God damn.
Jesus' Last Supper was the last Passover meal he had with his disciples.
Oh, my God. So they're saying that if you put the lamb's blood on your door, that you won't get the corona?
No, they're saying if you go to their conference and make sure you spend a lot of money to go to Phoenix and give them all kinds of cash, that you'll be protected. That's like
the
equivalent of putting lamb's blood on your door.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe they'll spritz you with some lamb's blood when you walk into the conference.
It seems like the important thing is...
Like some annoying asshole at the mall that's like, you want to try this cologne? Psst.
Ah, what is that? You know, that it seems like the important part is the paying of it, the money.
Well, undoubtedly, yeah. The Jesus instructed his disciples to keep the feast of Passover, but in the newness of what he did.
Okay.
He is the reason for the season, as he is our Passover lamb. His blood applied to the doorposts of our life is total protection.
The doorpost of our life. Shit.
Psalms 91 clearly tells us we can claim protection from every pestilence, sickness, untimely death, and every plague. Then how do you explain any Christian's untimely death?
Right. What about cancer? What about AIDS?
Oh, these are such frauds.
I mean, you know what it
Guess
is?
Guess who's speaking?
Okay.
Paula White.
Oh, shit. Libby-dooby.
Paula White will be speaking.
Scallop ding dong, baba.
You know, once one of these assholes gets sick, that you're just not going to see them. Or they're going to be like, I received a message from the Lord, and he told me that I need to go into seclusion and think about, I'm not coughing.
I bet you when Paula White or somebody does one of these events, they're like, they're in a bubble.
Oh, you think she's going to shake hands?
Fuck no.
And go hug people and everything?
See, the thing is, these rich people, they believe in this shit. They know they don't want to get sick and die from the corona because they're rich. They're loving it. And they have the best health care. They don't fucking give a fuck.
Whew. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Labby stupid dim da blilibba.
We've got, well, we played Liz Croken yesterday.
Exactly.
There's just so many of these fucking
nutballs, man.
Religious nutballs that are commenting on the coronavirus.
They're making the world safer, right? They're bringing people awareness to such a horrible thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you heard Kenneth Copeland yesterday praying.
Yeah.
Praying it away.
He touched the TV, right?
That's really creepy.
That's so stupid.
He's really creepy.
Oh, yeah, dude. That guy... Kenneth Copeland, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, Spotify, you are a creep, like, level what? Level 69?
Pretty significant. Yeah.
You're a significant creep fuck. No offense. Power!
And he's like 90.
Yeah.
And still.
Put your hand on that television set. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Put your hand on my balls. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think whenever you play this, it gets me because it is so creepy. This, yeah.
I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed and the devil's trying to give me the flu.
That's right.
Or whatever else kind of thing he's trying.
Yeah. What?
Healed and well?
Yes.
In the sweet name of
Jesus.
Glory to God.
I like this. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Sweet fucking
in the sweet name of Jesus.
Amazing.
It's not, we're not listening to like SNL. That's real, right? That's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
In the sweet name of Jesus.
$300 million he's worth. Minimum. Possibly up to $1 billion.
A billion? Wow. There is a lot of, man, if you make people...
You know why we don't know? Because churches don't have to fucking report their income.
Oh, so he probably has more money.
Yeah.
And when he needs a new jet, he has to pass the hat to his parishioners and say things like, you know, God is just calling on me to do so many live appearances. I need a new jet. Now, this jet is fine, but it sucks.
Let's see. We've got... we did that already. Oh, here.
Let me tell you why the enemy wants to get rid of our older people. They are the ones who are established in the Bible. They are the ones who know enough about the word not to take the mark of the beast.
What is that?
They're the ones that wouldn't take it. The younger generation.
I think he's talking about vaccinations.
What? Shut up.
Our older people. They are the ones who are established in the Bible. They are the ones who know enough about the word not to take the mark of the beast. They're the ones that wouldn't take it. The younger generation, oh, cool, put it in my hand. It'll open a door. Wow. You know, they're gonna take it. They're not going to be ready unless they're taught.
They're talking about, like, you know, RFI chips and all this kind of shit.
Yes.
You can't, if you put that on, that's the mark of the beast.
You know, kudos to the organist, to the pianist, whatever is happening in the background. No one recognizes
that was,
you.
Pastor Perry Stone hosting his firehouse prayer meeting.
Oh, yeah.
At his church in Cleveland, Tennessee.
God, yes.
Not Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Tennessee.
You know, man, I want to hire one of those church pianists for a comedy show. I think that would be great. That underscore.
He said that COVID-19 is a virus. Is a demonic attempt to kill elderly Americans who won't accept the mark of the beast so socialism can take over.
So before we have Bernie, we need the mark of the beast. We have mark of the beast, and then we have Bernie.
So he's saying, I guess this is the devil targeting old people.
Hey, man.
If you get rid of all those people who resist the beast and resist the Antichrist and resist the system, then you have a whole other pro-socialist, pro-communist, give me your money and I'll do what I want with it group coming up.
Holy shit.
That says the guy who is saying, give me your money.
Yeah.
And I'll do what I want with it.
Give me your money before someone else says, give me your money. Is that, that's essentially.
They have no respect for those older people who have made this country great.
You know, you don't even need to.
They're really mad about Boomer Remover, which is a horrible thing that was trending this morning.
Oh, really?
About coronavirus. It was a lot of Bernie bots and bros tweeting that, you know, we're probably going to be healthy. This is going to be a boomer. This virus is.
I've seen
the
that.
Stupid people. Are the, you know, it's going to attack the old people. But so, not every boomer is a moron that votes for Trump.
But I've seen that. I saw it from a guy that's not a bot.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're following. And this is the guy. Guess what? This is the guy.
I guess he's a Bernie supporter.
No, it's the guy I was bitching about earlier this week. And yes, he is. I'm sorry. He's the dude in blackface for Halloween that year. You fuck.
Makes no sense whatsoever. I don't. Right. I don't believe Bernie would support his blackface.
This dude. I'm not going to say who he is. Doesn't fucking matter. He's a quote unquote photographer. If you look on his Instagram page, he's one of the, oh, I'm a photographer. Why don't you come over and take your clothes off and I'll snap some real artsy fucking pictures.
Listen to this Whole Foods fuck.
Yeah.
The CEO of Whole Foods is suggesting that employees who aren't sick should donate their vacation time to employees who are. Huh. In other words, we're not gonna give these
what
people
the
a break,
fuck?
But you should give up your vacation time.
Oh, that happens.
So that
though.
We don't have to pay anybody.
That happens though. Like teachers sometimes they put into this vacation day sick pool or something like that, and everybody donates like a half day of their sick leave to the pool, right? And if somebody gets really sick,
isn't this a great system?
And you're donating to the pool, well, then you can go take advantage of that and have, you know.
Isn't this a great system?
Yeah.
And the Democrats try to pass sweeping unemployment coverage, right, with this, making sure that people can't get fired.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are like, the Chamber of Commerce.
I mean,
Chamber of Commerce came out against it. We don't think that you should mandate sick leave.
It's like we need to take a big long look at what is happening. I mean, look at Italy. We don't want to end up like Italy.
Very sad about
and
Italy.
We very could well end up like Italy. And it's like our government wants us to. Does Trump not want people to be okay? I mean, is there no part of him?
Doesn't care.
Why? What the fuck?
How is it affecting him? He thinks it's very unfair that it's going to affect his reelection.
What we need
is. And he's been the best president ever.
Right.
And it's very unfair.
We need.
Have I mentioned it's unfair?
Yes. Yes. And we need some prominent Republican to stand up and tell him to fucking resign. And then we have Pence. I don't know. It's just not, none of this is right.
From the CDC, March 7th, 444 cases. March 8th, 564 cases. March 9th, 728 cases. That was around the time when Trump said it'll be zero in a couple of days.
Oh.
March 10th, 1,000 cases. March 11th, 1,267. Yesterday, 1,645. Today, as of 18 minutes ago,
yes,
2,131. And those are known cases, of which is the tiny, tiny tip of the iceberg, because we don't.
Nobody's getting tested.
No, because you have to be dying before they'll test you.
You know, that, what do they call it? They want to flatten that curve out.
Right.
See that?
The curb. I said curb. The curb your enthusiasm.
God, I wonder what Larry David thinks of this shit. He's probably freaking the fuck out. Oh, no. Oh,
he's not leaving his house.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
He's losing his shit. Yeah, Howie Mandel. Howard Stern must be losing his fucking mind.
That's right. Howard was a big germaphobe. I'll bet he's...
Is, you know.
I wonder if he's even having a show.
No way. You know fucking way he is.
Or they've got to have setups at home. Remember when Robin was really sick and she was broadcasting from home?
Right.
I'll bet that's what he's going to do if he's not already doing it.
Absolutely.
I know we have some Howard listeners that listen to us too. Let us know if Howard's on.
Right. I mean, you know.
Oh, God. I wish I had time to listen to more Howard. I used to listen at work.
Yeah.
With my headphones on, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
People would be like, what are you laughing at?
I used to listen to my job, too.
I was an analyst.
I tell you.
I was in my cube crunching numbers.
The thing is, the way to flatten the curve, if I understand, is like everybody does social distancing now, right?
Well, we should have been doing this a month ago.
Oh, my God. You know.
That's what South Korea did, and also literally drive-through testing.
Yeah. Where they just aim a thermometer gun at your face.
Yeah, and then you spit in a thing, and you give them your name and your address and number, and they get back to you the next day.
Your address, and they pick you up the next day and put you in a wagon and take you to the... take you to the quarantine
if you're
camp.
Sick.
God,
I don't think they're doing that, but they're
Trump would do that. If you're brown and you have corona, you know what, if you're an undocumented person with corona and you go to a hospital, what do you think's gonna happen? See, that's the problem. There you go. That's gonna be the issue. Even if you have free testing and all that shit, there are people that are undocumented that want to stay off the radar, and they don't want to be, you know.
Bidet sales are soaring as the coronavirus causes toilet paper panic buying frenzies around the world.
God damn. We got to get some toilet paper then. This area in Florida is going to lose their shit. There's going to be guns.
Pun intended.
Yes. I'm going to the Dollar General right after we get off this fucking show. That's for sure. Fuck. Oh, God.
We've got,
it's crazy that Jesus would allow this. It's really irresponsible of you, you stupid fuck. No offense.
I'm just trying to see
what the death rate is now.
Yeah, I'm looking at Howard Stern on Twitter to see if, what he's saying about it, but I'm not getting a lot of info.
I mean, he's gotta be anti.
Oh, here we go. Howard wasn't on last Wednesday. No explanation. He's freaking out over the virus. Still a huge germaphobe.
Of course.
Thank you, Lynette.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lynette.
Oh, I forgot this one.
And thank you for that birthday tweet. I appreciate that.
This is
very nice.
Also from Lynette a couple of days ago.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Listen to this.
The coronavirus, we pray that it be dissolved with healing, with healing. With healing, your cervix, your penis, your vagina, your buttocks, your colon.
Have we been sitting on this?
Go wash your hands. Thanks.
Former presidential candidate Marianne Williamson.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry I didn't play this.
Play it again.
The coronavirus, we pray that it be dissolved with healing, with healing, with healing. Your cervix, your penis, your vagina, your buttocks, your colon.
This is edited, so I don't know that she was, that was one sentence, but nonetheless, it is a highlight reel.
Your vagina, your penis,
God.
Your buttocks, your colon. Did she officially drop out?
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
She is it true that she's going to be
Tulsi's still in, though. You can still vote for Tulsi if you want.
Joe Biden's VP is
going
to be
Are you going to vote
Williamson.
Tuesday? I'm going to go vote Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because I missed the mail-in.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
But I want to go vote. I want to see. It's more like, my eyes is it sad that I feel like Jane Goodall going to study some local primates that
there are a lot of liberals around here.
Our district, because it's less richy,
yeah,
wealthy.
There's a lot of these punk rock kids around here. They all walk around. It's so funny. They all walk around with ammo belts or bandoliers or whatever the fuck.
Oh, there you go.
Skinny jeans, giant boots. It's like they look like gothy Nazis. But they're not Nazis. They're hippies. But they're just they're hippies. They're, you know, they're very peaceful. It's just only shake their hands. Don't hug them because they have lots of sharp things on their jackets.
Oh, like, well, there's a benefit right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't have to touch you. It's impossible.
Let's see. We've got a little bit left here in the big show. What?
If you have a jacket with all those spikes on it, what do you do when you go to somebody's house? Let me sit down on your nice upholstered couch.
Or your leather couch.
Rip it up. Oh, thanks, dickhead. You're wearing spikes.
Florida.
Goddamn,
is this going on right now while the corona is going on and these fucking Republicans? Republicans in the Florida legislature are trying to attempt to pass a bill forcing the state's athletic association to permit Christian prayers over loudspeakers at football games.
God! If it's not enough that you're gonna... That's literally shoving it up my asshole! I mean, really? So not only that, you can just have this nice quiet prayer that nobody has to hear, but it's still unnecessary. Dear Jesus, help us, you know, beat this team. Help us. I hope the other team gets corona, blah, blah, blah. Jesus!
It is patently unconstitutional. It started from a 2015 controversy that two private Christian schools made it all the way to the championship game in the state's Class 2A football playoffs. Before the game, one of the school administrators wanted to say prayers over the public address system.
Fuck you.
But the Florida High School Athletic Association said no, correctly, because this is a state-run event that is televised at a public facility.
And I bet they lost their little fucking mind.
It would be illegal. Illegal.
Right.
For Christians to, they say here at Patheos, hijack the loudspeaker system for their religious purpose.
I thought it would be against your religion to do shit illegal. That was illegal.
No one was stopping them from praying on their own. Go pray in your locker room, cast your magic, sacrifice a goat, whatever the... Don't injure any animals.
These goats.
Do what you need to do. Cast your magic.
Yeah.
But you don't get to have it broadcast
by
government-sponsored facility.
No, you can't.
Must not have it broadcast.
No, because I'm a Satanist, and I'm going to go do my thing, fuckhead.
Well, then you got to do it.
Hell
then
yes.
you got to give us equal time. Crab diving will be available.
To
give a prayer.
We're a religion,
at
you
any
fuckers.
Event where these fuckers are being allowed to cast their Christian magic, I would love to speak for this, as a member of the Satanic Temple.
Ah, yeah. Suck dicks.
And an ordained dudist.
Right. Hell fucking yes. Fuck your cross and all your bullshit. You're fucking carrying on and the praying and all this tongues and shit.
Of course, the butthurt Christians filed a lawsuit, but a sane judge threw it the fuck out.
Yes.
Last November, though, surely one of Trump's stacked courts, an appeals court, only threw away part of it.
Right. Shit. They only threw away part of it.
The They said they demanded a letter of apology. If that does not happen, they want to fight in court.
Right.
There was nothing to apologize for. Blah, blah, blah. The teams both prayed on the field, okay. But spectators and fans couldn't hear or participate, thus denying access to the loudspeaker. They denied the students, parents, and fans in attendance the right to participate in the players' prayer.
And who the fuck do you fucking think you fucking are that you get the right that you can just waddle up to the loudspeaker and have it?
Well, and here's their point. They said the only reason the FHSAA said no is because it was religious speech. You cannot banish religious speech to the broom closets. No, we won't. It's not banned. You can go to your church and broadcast the fuck out of it.
Yes.
You can go to Liberty University. Have your football game there. Broadcast the fuck out of it, cunts. But if my tax dollars are paying for this shit, I am not listening to your God magic being broadcast over the loudspeaker.
Yes. Yes.
Unless I get equal time.
Yes. Go fuck yourself. That's crazy. Why are people insane? Pray over the loudspeaker. It's so stupid.
Dear Jesus, who's up there, could you help these teams beat the shit out of each other and then they go in their locker room?
A three-judge panel ruled, including one appointee by Trump, undoubtedly unqualified and ideologue.
Oh, yeah, probably a Nazi.
They said the judge was too quick to pull the trigger on the original decision.
Yeah.
But they think it should move forward. We cannot say whether they never made it to court. The judge was like, get the fuck out of here.
It's insane. It's
and then they appealed,
illegal, right?
And now these three judges said, well, you know, at least hear it in court. We cannot say whether these claims will ultimately succeed, but Cambridge Christian has plausibly alleged enough to enter the courtroom and be heard. So it wasn't a victory. It was just, okay, let them come up with their ridiculous arguments in court.
Yeah, I mean, but it's...
And we're still waiting on that.
It's crazy, though, because it's in the law, right?
Yeah, and it's the Supreme Court has voted before that you can't...
What the fuck?
You can't lead prayers and Christian prayers.
It seems odd that... It seems like this should be resolved.
So now... That's gone back to lower courts again, and we're still waiting on that.
Yay.
So, but the Christo fascists here in Florida are now getting involved.
Right.
I need to get more involved in. I gotta see what our representative, undoubtedly Republican, in the state house here is doing. Remember the guy, one district north, remember? He was the one that wanted to, he put in a bill to ban all abortion and arrest doctors that commit.
I thought, is our guy's name Mike Johnson?
You know more than I. So the new law, the Florida House passed it in a larger education bill. So they slipped it in, typically. But this is going to, listen to this. This is going to bite him in the ass.
Yes.
That. It says, blah, 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 including but not limited to Florida high school state championship series events, that each participating school be provided 30 seconds for opening remarks over the public address system.
Oh, I see. So it's opening remarks.
They may not prohibit prayer or otherwise control, monitor, or review the content of the opening remarks, if any. So that means if some delightful coach somewhere decides that the separation of church and state is important, they can come out and say, I'm going to use our 30 seconds to praise Satan. And see how quickly these Christo cunts change their mind about everybody getting 30 seconds.
It's that these people are untenable. You can't. They're fucking everything up. They're stupid. No offense.
This says, in theory, if this becomes law, a clever student could just use the opportunity to say, hey, Satan, hail Satan, or God is dead, or Black Lives Matter, or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is a racist, and the state couldn't do anything about it.
Wow. Well, that's great then.
It is an absurd idea to allow schools to take over a loudspeaker before a game for reasons that have nothing to do with the game. It is only a way to force Christianity upon everyone at public school events.
Oh, jeez.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And why?
Passed 8632 in our Florida House, now heads to the state Senate.
Hey, Christians, aren't there enough people in your churches? Aren't you out there enough? Why do you continue to proselytize and try to spread your bullshit?
You gotta shove it up your ass, God, whether you want it or not.
You guys are doing great. I would say calm the fuck down.
So we'll see what happens there. Fucking Florida, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Florida.
Yay.
We've got this is typical. Virginia official.
Yes.
County supervisor.
Super.
Stacy Terry.
Okay.
Stacy, the dude version of Stacy.
Right.
High school students from Wythe County, Virginia, are calling for an apology after an elected official took aim at the school's Gender Sexuality Alliance Club, the GSA.
Somebody went after some kids.
County Supervisor Stacy Terry posted on the Facebook last month.
Yes.
Let's see if this post is still here. There's a link to it.
Right.
I'll bet it is. Oh, of course, it's still here. Listen. First of all, I want to say I'm not homophobic. So he goes on to squeal about there not being any safe Christian spaces.
What does that mean?
What about they have Christian athletes, Christian student athletes? Isn't that like
fellow
a big
Christian athletes
fellowship
of
Christian athletes? They have
they have the school.
You can have Bible study after school if you like.
And I'm sorry, their safe space is the planet,
the country.
Their safe space is the fucking planet, i.e., hate crimes.
Stacy Terry, Wythe County Board of Supervisors. In the past week, I've had several parents reach out to me about a concern in our school system. I've met with and spoken with the superintendent along with the principal of the school. Let me preface this post with, I am not homophobic.
Fuck you.
Or against anyone based on their sexual preferences or orientation.
Hey.
Additionally, I'm a huge supporter of education.
Whoa.
Here comes the huge. Be ready to be knocked over
by
a tsunami of irony.
Yes.
I am very much against indoctrination.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Here's my issue. I'm sick and tired of hearing folks hide behind tolerance and equality.
You're a piece of shit.
My burning question is, where's the tolerance and equality for Christianity and God?
Oh my fucking God, fuck you.
Over the past couple of years, our schools have taken down the prayer plaques
at
both
shit?
Spiller Elementary School and Fort Chiswell Middle School.
Oh, not Fort Chiswell. They done took down our Jesus plaque.
But we have a gay, lesbian, and transgender club in our schools.
Okay.
The photo on the right is of a classroom in one of our county high schools. It's a gay, it says guy. It's a guy pride flag. Translated in English, it says Espacio Seguro, which means safe place.
Yes.
Translated in English, it says safe space. I want to know where the classroom is with a picture of a cross and a Bible that says safe space.
I got to tell you something, dickhead. You know why they need a safe space? Because of people like you. People like you, that's why they need a safe space. Because you make people want to do bad shit to them.
Folks, welcome to the collapse of humanity. We bend over backwards to support anti-biblical values in our school systems while we fight with every last dying breath to keep God out.
Fuck you, God.
In closing, I want to assure everyone who voted for me and supported me, I'm a huge supporter of education. Not if you're a Christian. However, when it comes time to vote for budgets, I will be voting my Christian values and principles. So he's threatening to defund. He's going to vote to defund schools that have the audacity to have an LGBT club, but not have Christian prayers hanging in the hallway.
It's insane to me that he thinks that indoctrination is giving a safe space for transgender students to hang out, for LGBTQ folks to hang out at a school. And to me, this is evidence that they need that safe space because of lunatics like this. Right.
Now, if you're he lied, too, in his post. I skipped a part where he said that the gay club can meet anytime they want during the day, but the Christians, there is a Bible study, but they're forced to meet either before or after class. And that's absolutely not true.
But the
it's not true.
LGBT club probably meets after class.
Well, and it's not true. The superintendent of schools said that all clubs are permitted to meet during the school day for 20 minutes every few weeks on designated club days, including faith-based clubs.
Oh, okay.
So he's lying. This guy's lying.
Why do we even have these faith-based clubs in our schools? I don't get it. I really don't understand.
Oh, he did. He did put a post later, a comment on his own post that said, "I just heard from the principal that the prayer club also meets on club day."
Oh, okay.
But he didn't take down nor edit what I just read.
No, because it serves his cause. What does Brendan Dilley say? I don't give a fuck as long as it helps. I don't care if it's a lie.
Good news. The community has decided that they're not interested in taking this quietly.
Oh, good.
As the offending post gained notoriety, a Wythe County community group created a Facebook event to organize attendance at the last Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. So a whole bunch of people showing up at the supervisors meeting.
Good.
There's also a petition circulating calling for Stacey Terry's removal from the board entirely.
Fuck yeah. After that speech, what else? What the fuck else?
They're saying that,
would you have?
They're saying that he is infringing on students' freedom from religion.
Yeah.
Quote, Terry seems to believe that three Christian-based clubs, yes, three, are not enough for the school, and insist that the school takes more action in encouraging Christianity. He also claims that sexualities and gender identities are lifestyles. They are not. People are born who they are. This is the Facebook post for the group opposing this fuck.
Yes.
And that Christianity is not a lifestyle. Christianity is chosen. You choose your religion.
Because what are they suggesting otherwise? That you're born and all of a sudden magic Jesus pixie dust floats up your asshole and you turn into a Jesus Christian fuck?
When your parents dunk you when you're a kid.
Oh, yes.
Without your consent.
Oh, in a pool full of fecal matter and corona. Thank you.
He says in this post that this is the collapse of humanity, implying that safe spaces for LGBTQ plus youths who face the highest rates of suicide per year are imposing on Christianity.
God damn! Imposing. Fuck. Wow. Imposing on Christianity. Wait a second. You're talking about school.
Right?
What the fuck?
Some Wythe County high school students are demanding an apology from an elected official after they say that he...
Oh, it's Wythe. W-Y-T-H-E.
Oh, so Wythe. I would have gone with Wythe, too.
These Americans.
Yeah.
From an elected official after they say that he personally attacked them for being gay.
County Supervisor Stacey Terry made the post on Facebook last month, which went viral locally, receiving both support and criticism.
10 News reporter Shane Dwyer is in Wytheville tonight, where the Board of Supervisors
Wytheville.
Got an earful.
Shit.
It all started here in Wythe County after a Board of Supervisors member posted on his political Facebook page calling into question the rights of gay students and the values of Christianity here in Wythe County schools. That's
okay. Blah, blah, blah. Here's some people speaking at the at the meeting.
Time.
They felt your hate, sir, but they've also felt so much love in this community.
That's Megan Patrick, a language teacher at Rural Retreat High School, receiving a standing ovation. Her comments directed at Supervisor Stacey Terry, who...
Oh, let's describe Mr. Supervisor. Terry. Let's call him a fat, middle-aged, asshole white guy who has no neck and has tried to invent one with a goatee.
Hey, nice try. Nice try with the trimmer.
No chin. Sorry you don't have a chin, but yeah. We can see your profile.
Right.
That hair ain't creating one.
Oh, that guy.
You chinless,
knuckle-dragging
Christo cunt.
Oh, yeah. Jesus really did you right with
it. At Supervisor Stacey Terry, who found himself in the hot seat for his comments about the LGBTQ+ community.
I really feel more like my students were the target. I was here tonight to speak on their behalf.
Good for her. Megan Patrick, one of the good ones.
Yeah, Patrick has this sticker posted on her door, a rainbow, and the word safe space in Spanish.
Well, that makes it even worse.
Oh, shit.
Why is that? Why ain't it in American?
Ah, cara!
Or a rainbow, and the word safe space in Spanish. Terry posted about it on his political Facebook page, saying he's, quote, tired of people hiding behind tolerance.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. I read that.
Roland Cook is another board member and also the principal at the school. He says that's not true and they support all students.
Once I saw it, I called him and talked to him and corrected it. And that's when he made the change about they all get to meet on equal time.
But that's he didn't correct it. He corrected
right.
His lie.
Yes.
And he didn't correct it, by the way. He put a comment under it. He didn't edit the post. You get to edit your posts on Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't do that. I just read what is still on his Facebook page.
So what do you mean? He wants people to read it, and then you have to click to see the comment.
You have to go down right. To see his comment that's like, oh, I just found out they can mate whenever they want.
Oh.
But then this fucker is trying to pretend. This is, I mean, I guess slight kudos to the principal, but he's saying, hey, he corrected it. It's fine. But he's not talking about the spirit of what this asshole fucking wrote.
Oh my God.
The principal is, tap dancing.
Oh yes.
The change about they all get to meet, on equal.
Speaking of what is going on in Wythe County and the ridiculous facial hair, this guy looks like he's trying. He looks like he should be. Training someone in kung fu. He's shaved head, but he's got this white goatee beard that is 6 inches long hanging down in front of his face. Is there a law in Wythe County that you have to have ridiculous facial hair?
That's bad for Corona, too. Isn't that true?
Oh, I don't know.
You're
I
supposed
guess.
To shave your beard for Corona.
The change about they all get to meet on equal time.
But it's when Terry alluded to gay kids being part of the, quote, collapse of humanity and that he will vote his Christian values when it comes time to budgets that really angered some. Students held hands and fought tears while a few people supported Terry, saying his comments were taken out of context.
Oh, let's describe this as a fat white person about to speak.
Yes.
Taken out of context.
He has known since we went to high school together that I'm a lesbian. So for everybody to sit up here and say he is homophobic and he does not like gay people, that is completely false and unfounded.
Oh, here we go again. I've got a gay person that I don't outwardly speak badly against. Therefore, I'm not anti-gay.
That's being an ally, isn't it? Isn't it? That's one. And what
shame on
friend?
Her. Shame on her.
Hey, God.
Shame on her.
Yeah.
And he does not.
Hey, what's her name? Kendra. I'm going to shame her. Kendra Eastwood. Kendra, did you read what that fuck wrote? He wrote that these kids are the collapse of humanity.
There's no there's no other way to take that but negatively.
Shame on you.
That's a negative.
Vichy. Vichy LGBTQ.
God.
Up here and say he is homophobic and he does not like gay people, that is completely false and unfounded.
It's a really long shot. I thought it was a dude. No apologies to that woman.
Oh, okay.
But that's when I said it was a fat white dude, I think I said it's a long shot and misgendered her. I apologize. Well.
And he does not like gay people. That is completely false and unfounded.
Terry, on the other hand, would not agree to an interview.
I appreciate everybody who came out on both sides, and I thank
people. I appreciate everybody that came out on both sides. I thank people for coming out and showing their passion. Yes. That's it. This is his interview.
Both sides. One side is hate, and the other side is, you know, not right. Hate. I don't know what
coming out
side.
And showing their passion, and that's it. I do appreciate people coming out.
The students plan to take this issue before the school board at its meeting later this week. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors didn't indicate how he felt about this topic, but did say that the board is not allowed to reprimand or censure another member on the board.
Wow.
Vote.
Yeah.
Vote that fuck out.
Vote blue.
And that's Virginia, where they just overturned the evil gerrymandering and now have a Democratic state majority, and all kinds of wonderful things are happening in Virginia are getting passed.
That this person said that they thought gay students were the downfall of society or humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something shitty like that. Oh, God.
Yep.
God damn. No weed for you, motherfuckers, you
folks,
assholes.
Welcome to the collapse of humanity, he said.
Good God.
And three Christian clubs that can meet anytime they want.
Yes.
Is not enough. This one teacher has a safe space sticker on her door.
God
and
damn.
He's squealing there's no safe spaces for Christians.
It's
typical. It's the professional victimhood of the American Christian.
And listen, Christians, honestly, the world is your safe space. And those kids literally need a safe space. So they're not beaten up or picked on or bullied so they can feel safe at fucking school and not to be fucked with by people like you. Oh, God.
Ken Ham? We've got a couple minutes
left. The
Noah's
Ark guy? What's he up to?
In a post made to the Answers in Genesis website.
This is about the Genesis to music people.
Creationist Ken Ham propagated a list of ways that churches could respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Brian!
He on the list.
Sanitizer, hand sanitizer.
Listen, this is very Christian of them. Have someone creative and biblical write a tract for distribution to each person receiving personal hygiene products. They're telling the churches to go out and buy toilet paper and then proselytize the people who come to get toilet paper to clean their assholes.
Wow.
What a travesty to meet people's physical needs and neglect to tell them about their most important spiritual need, a relationship with the Creator Redeemer Jesus Christ.
You know, if a starving person, they want to eat, and someone says, here's a sandwich, before I give it to you, you need to listen to me talk about the book of Job or what the fuck ever. You're going to listen because you want the sandwich. Because you're hungry.
Well, you know, that's just like these, like the Salvation Army and shit like that. They always talk about, well, it's so great. In order to eat, you got to sit through Jesus. A lot of these Christian charities.
I thought
it's
God,
not charity. You know, okay, if they were buying toilet paper and distributing it to everyone, including us, if I walk in there with a Hail Satan t-shirt on, you better give me something to wipe my ass with if you're real about your charity.
Absolutely.
Not, you have to belong to the club, or you have to listen to my indoctrination before...
Why are there conditions?
Or stink ass for you.
Stink ass all around. But why are there conditions?
Because they're Christians. That's why.
It's crazy.
It's just, it's that simple. That's why. They're Christians.
God has unconditional love. What about that?
Not their God.
But it's God.
Did you ever read the Old Testament?
He's, no.
He killed everybody in a flood.
No, it's fake. It's fake. He, we just learned the Bible them was fake all. Earlier. Oh, yeah. That, yeah. I mean, they could. Some of them could have
swam away. Oh, shit. We
got to
get going.
I don't know.
I'm going to get this in really quickly.
Okay.
A survey released yesterday by the Pew Research Center.
Ooh, wee wee.
I mean, here's the headline. You don't even need to change it. White evangelicals see Trump as fighting for their beliefs, though many have mixed feelings about his personal conduct.
How do you feel about his handling of Corona, dickheads? How do you feel about that? Are you happy?
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled.
Somebody on Facebook said, would you rather have Obama or Trump with this pandemic? And everybody's saying Obama. And I said, Obama or Hillary, gasp. Gasp! Oh, my God. We could have Hillary Clinton right now. You know? It could have been different, right?
I did retweet something on the Twitter. Dear Maggots, if you run out of toilet paper because you believed until it was too late that the coronavirus was just a hoax, feel free to wipe your ass with the Trump flag hanging from your pickup truck. It's truly the best use you'll ever find for that.
Bam! That's yours?
No, I wish it was.
That's a good
one.
That's
at FiredUp79.
Ah, yours are better anyway. That's good. That's okay.
White evangelicals... see Trump by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. White evangelicals are more likely than any other Americans to say the words morally upstanding and honest to describe Trump.
Donald
morally
Trump?
Upstanding. Blew a load.
Raped a woman in a dressing room.
In a porn star while Melania's vagina was still going back to normal size.
Yes.
After the birth, assuming she didn't have a C-section, I don't know, of their child.
We're calling it a snapback.
Trump might have ordered her to have a C-section.
Well, he didn't care.
Well, yeah.
He didn't give a fuck.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Evangelicals.
Yes. Yay. Fuck you. Fuck you. God. This Jesus
45% of evangelicals say the term morally upstanding applies to Trump fairly well.
Okay.
Now, all U.S. adults, over 2/3, say that fits him not too well, or mostly not at all well.
Damn.
So thanks, evangelicals.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
They're going to be... Doesn't matter. Fuck him. Jesus is fake. How do you like that?
Let's start the weekend.
There's no God. There's no God.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to... Oh, hey, Gobbler. We're going to be back 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn day next week. Don't forget, Ryan's doing stand-up comedy probably sometime soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook is Radar Comedy, or go to his website. Maybe he'll be holding comedy webinars. At RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
It's been loads of laughs and fun. Let's do it again next week, shall we? Have a great weekend, y'all.
Fuck you, Jeebus.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.